This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Cave City area man was killed Sunday afternoon in a shooting. Sharp County Sheriff Mark Counts said the shooting occurred at 1111 East Ridge Road. That's where responding officers found 37-year-old Brian Brinkley deceased from gunshot wounds. Sheriff Counts said the incident stemmed from a family dispute. He said the case is still under investigation. He added that Brinkley's body has been sent to the state crime lab for an autopsy to get an official determination of death. While on patrol, an Independence County deputy caught and arrested a Batesville man in the process of stealing light fixtures and a weed eater from Kent's Firestone on Main Street in Batesville. Deputy Zachary Rollins took 22-year-old Richard Dale Hall into custody, at which time he found marijuana and drug paraphernalia in Hall's possession, as well as light fixtures and a weed eater in his van. Rollins said Hall took both items from Kent's. Rollins said a computer check found Hall also had a warrant for his arrest. In addition to being charged with theft, Hall was also cited for no proof of liability insurance, operating a vehicle during DWI license suspension, driving while intoxicated, possession of a controlled substance and instruments of crime, and criminal trespass. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence recently added 9 individuals to Izzard County's most wanted list. 45-year-old Monica Castillo Frey, who's wanted for felony overdraft out of Melbourne. 30-year-old Donald J. Ahart, wanted for felony overdraft from Brockville. 29-year-old Helen Leanne McIntyre, felony probation violation out of Hot Springs. 19-year-old John William Mosier, failure to appear on possession of controlled substance at Melbourne. 44-year-old William Nebergall, non-support out of Bradford in White County. 28-year-old Nathaniel Speak, failure to appear, conspiracy to manufacture out of Calico Rock. And 2 19-year-olds, Michael Lee Stevens and William Cody Thielman. Stevens for breaking and entering and theft of property at Melbourne. And Thielman for theft by receiving out of Melbourne. And then 58-year-old Dennis Tucker, revocation of suspended sentence out of Laredo, Texas. If you have any information about these individuals, contact the Izzard County Sheriff's Department. Also, Sheriff Tate Lawrence recently announced that Delois Yvonne Harris, a Level 3 registered sex offender, has moved out of Izzard County. Lawrence said that Harris, formerly of Newburgh Road, moved to Searcy. A 19-year-old man is in custody at Texarkana after authorities say he killed his stepfather with a shotgun. Keenan Strange is facing a capital murder charge for the death of 43-year-old Frank Dugan. Police say the two were fighting on Saturday night before the shooting. And early voting begins tomorrow in Searcy on a proposition that would create a 1% sales tax to help pay for a bypass around the city. Early voting on the measure ends December 11th. Election day is December 13th.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.